This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الأكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night, it's a beautiful night, and the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and other good deeds as well. I concluded the theme of hypocrisy last time I spoke. I did 10 hadith and I thought that's good enough. There's at least maybe 10 more that are worth narrating, but I'm going to stick to 10 for now just to move on to something different. This is, they call this, I think this is called the Black, what is the word? History Month. I don't like it. The people that I know who come from African descent, they don't like having a month. Just like I wouldn't want a month. I don't think if you gave whatever race I come from, whatever background I come from, a month for our history, I don't think I'd be very happy with that either. But nonetheless, this is what the month is. And just so that it's not, you know, seen as disrespect, because by God, we do respect the suffering and the struggles that our brothers and sisters from these backgrounds went through all across the globe and continue to go through today in most parts of the world, I want to narrate maybe five hadith, nights, inshallah, that talk about the concept of racism within our deen. Just some stories that you've heard before, just giving you the proper narrations to the stories that you've heard in the past, that where the Prophet taught these concepts that are very much obviously Quranic in nature and in background. If Islam offered anything, it offered an outlook to the world where everyone was equal, and where there was no difference between people based on anything aside from taqwa, which is something that is not palpable, and it's not something that is observable with the eye, or it cannot be measured. It's something that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about himself. And even though that's not how the world functions today, and unfortunately that's not even how the Muslim society functions, it's still worth reminding ourselves of it so that maybe we can make the changes that we need to. So I'll start with this hadith. يروي الإمام البيهقي في شعبه والإمام ابن عساكر في تاريخه بسند حسن وللحديث شواهد في الصحيحين عن أبي أمامة قال. The hadith is in both collections of Imam al-Bayhaqi in the Shu'ab, and Ibn Asakir has it in his history, and it has a reasonable chain of narration, and it has shawahid, meaning there are similar hadith within the Sahihain with a few differences of wording, which make this which brings down the degree of this hadith. This hadith actually points out the name of the two people. The hadith that are similar to it, almost word for word, just don't point out the names of the people. So that's why there's a drop of authenticity to it. But I like this hadith, and it's acceptable for narration. Where Abu Umama radiallahu anhu said the following: "Qala, Inna Aba Dharrin wa Bilalan taghadaba wa tasabba wa fi thawrat al-ghadab. Qala Abu Dharrin li Bilal yabna al-Sawda." So he said, radiallahu anhu, Abu Umama said, Abu Dharr and Bilal, they quarreled, they disputed something, they fought. And then they called each other's names. Like, they got to the point where it got so heated, they said things to each other. And in the midst of the anger, Abu Dharr said to Bilal, the son of the black lady. Which is nothing, there's nothing wrong with that at all, obviously, it doesn't matter. But he used it in a derogatory manner. Meaning he didn't say it in a manner where he's just where it's just describing a fact. He used it, and his intention was to use it in a derogatory manner. He was trying to, you know, to curse out Bilal, to say something rude to Bilal. فَشَكَى بِلَالٌ ذَلِكَ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Bilal went to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, we fought, we disagreed, he said that to me. قَالْ فَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet came. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا ذَرَ أَعَيَّرْتَهُ بِأُمِّهِ. You used something, you talked about his mother, you used the color of his mother's skin as a way to demean him, to devalue him. إِنَّكَ امْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّةٌ. You're a person who has jahiliyyah still inside of you. This is Abu Dharr, سَادِسُ سِتَّةٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari was the sixth person to accept Islam. Abu Dharr was there with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam every step of the way. He was there with him during Mecca, he was there for Badr, he was there for Uhud, he was there for Khandaq, he was there for everything, radiallahu anhu. However, when he made that mistake, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not hesitate to point out to him, to his face, in front of people, and tell him, you have jahiliyyah inside of you. ثُمَّ قَالَ مَنْ دَعَى بِدَعْوَى الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْعَصَبِيَّةِ أَوْرَدَهُ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ النَّارِ. Those who use the words of asabiyya, jahiliyya, I mean, they use these derogatory, bigotry-based terms and words that are based in jahiliyya, that are based in racism, that are based in hatred. Those who use these terms, who walk around saying them, Allah, the Lord of everything, will insert that person into the hellfire. أَوْرَدَهُ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ النَّارِ. This is the wording of the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bayhaqi. This is what he said to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. In another narration that exists in the collection of... whose collection would that one? I think... I am not sure, but there's another narration for this same hadith where Abu Dharr... Where is it? Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. It was talked about, Ibn Battal talks about in his Sharh of Sahih al-Bukhari. I can't remember where he pointed it out though. So he talks about that when this happened, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu put his head on the ground and said, I will not lift my neck until Bilal comes and he puts his foot on it. I will not lift my neck from the ground until Bilal comes and steps on it so that we're equal. And then Bilal, of course, in the narrations that we have, refused to do it. Some narrations said that he did it, but most narrations said that he didn't. He refused to do it radiallahu anhu and went on his way. Because Abu Dharr, at that moment, realized the heinous of the crime that he committed, the horrific nature of the word that he used, and the fact that this is something that the Prophet ﷺ, despite his value, despite Abu Dharr's value amongst the Muslims, because this happened much later, it was after Badr and Uhud and Khandaq this occurred. So Abu Dharr already had status amongst people because he attended. He's a Badri. He's someone who was there. The Prophet ﷺ did not hesitate for a minute to come to him and tell him to his face, you did this. And there's jahiliyyah. It's a very heavy thing for the Prophet. It's almost out of keeping of what the Prophet ﷺ would do. It's out of character. He doesn't do that, ﷺ. If someone makes a mistake, takes him by the side and speaks to him on the... No, that's not the right way to do it. In this incident, he didn't. He didn't talk to him on the side. He didn't, calm things down and do islah. He came to Abu Dharr and told him, you have jahiliyyah in you. How dare you? Because this is not a type of mistake that can be let go. Because it happens socially and publicly, the Prophet ﷺ need to publicly denounce what was said here. So it will be never said again. And this is something that we should understand, that the Prophet ﷺ does not tolerate. So be very careful. Be very careful when you say, Fulan is this or that, he's from this part of the world or that part of the world. Be very careful. If you're from a background and you dislike other backgrounds, if you're from a background, you don't like the other background, be very careful when you use the description of that background in a derogatory, demeaning manner. Be very careful. And I can get for a Syrian to say something about a Palestinian, for a Pakistani to say something about an Indian, for an Asian to say something about an African, for a local to say something about a foreign. Be careful when you use these, when you describe someone with a term that is correct. Abu Dharr didn't lie. The mother of Bilal, radiallahu anhu, was a black lady. It was a fact, but he used it with the intention of demeaning, devaluing him. So the Prophet ﷺ came and didn't say, okay, we'll do dhan hasan, good assumption that he meant it. No, it was clear what he meant. So he clearly came and told him, you have jahiliyyah in your blood still until you get rid of this horrible way of speaking. And those who speak of jahiliyyah, Allah will throw them into the hellfire. So be careful when you describe people. When you describe someone, be very careful why and how you're describing them, what you're saying, because that's being recorded. And there's zero tolerance in the Prophet ﷺ's heart and mind to someone who is racist, who is someone who's a bigot, someone who looks at people and thinks because they're from a certain background, a certain part of the world, have a certain culture or believe something specific, that they are somehow beneath them. That is completely uncalled for and completely unacceptable in our deen. And I think that goes without saying, but I think it's okay to remind ourselves of every once in a while because it happens too often for us not to. يروي الإمام البيهقي في الشعبي والإمام ابن عساكر في تاريخه بسرد حسن والحديث شواهد في الصحيحين عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال إن أبا در وبلالا تقاضبا وتسابا وفي ثورة الغضب قال أبو ذر لبلال يا ابن السوداء فشكى ذلك بلال إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فجاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا أبا ذر أعيرته بأمه إنك امرؤ فيك جاهلية من دعا بدعوى الجاهلية العصبية أورده الله رب العالمين النار صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفر واتوب اليك, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم, والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله تعالى وبركاته. Tomorrow inshallah Jumu'ah is 1:15. Please come early if you want to find a spot inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.